Now, it's quite rare to have an afternoon rendezvous with a geisha, but Coffee Mumbo Jumbo was lucky enough to be invited to an event, Tea versus Coffee, Coffee versus Tea, organized by Google Plus a few days ago, more than a week ago now. Taylor Street baristas were introducing people to coffee, we were cupping coffees, and postcard teas, and its owner Tim, passionate about teas, was introducing people to the magic of teas, and both stand a really good chance of winning, so they thought. Anyway, the evening went on and we had a really good time cupping and tasting all sorts, and we went away and got a goodie bag. We got a bag of tea and a bag of coffee. And today at Coffee Mumbo HQ, this afternoon, early evening, late afternoon, with the lovely British summer sun setting, I am actually reviewing the geisha. And this geisha is not the Panama geisha. No, it's a Colombian geisha. And geisha is a variety of Arabica bean. And this particular geisha from Colombia is roasted by Union Coffees, London-based artisan roasters who provide most of Taylor Street Barista's coffees. So, as per usual, I opened the bag, I had a good look at those beans, and I tell you what, the first thing that I noticed was an amazing sweet smell coming out of this bag, hitting my nose. It's very floral, it is extremely sweet. And then, laying out the beans on the table like I always do, I have to notice that these beans are huge. Even the crack is quite big, something like I've never actually seen before. Quite amazing, like coffee beans of different countries have got different sizes, different kind of, particularities to it. I'm just thinking back to the Ethiopian coffees, which I love, and they're very tiny beans, look completely different. But back to the geisha from Colombia. And I've decided to use two different brewing methods. I've tried the AeroPress and I've tried the pour over V60. I've just got a 1 cup V60 porcelain drip and the little can that goes with it. So I've kept both grinds at 15.5 gram dosage. Same grinds that I would do for an AeroPress that I wanted to have more like as a filter coffee, so not as concentrated. I've used 250 milliliters. I've kept both at 91°C and I timed both exactly to 2 minutes 15. And the first cup that I've done was in the AeroPress, and the temperature now is absolutely perfect for me to try. In fact, let me just also tell you that the grind itself had a beautiful sweet smell once I've ground it. So not even the beans themselves smelled sweet and beautifully floral, the grinds themselves as well. And now, tasting this geisha, wow, quite amazing. Temperature is perfect. Now, I'd like to really taste them side by side, so I need to wait until the V60 pour over has cooled down to a better temperature for me not to scald myself. It's still at just under 60, so I'm going to pause this recording so that I can give you a really good side by side comparison. Well, my cup that I've brewed in the V60 has also cooled down to a perfect mid 50s C temperature. I can now taste that as well. Oh, wow. This is even better. This is even better. My goodness, it is absolutely divine. It's really got this floralness about it. It's extremely clean. Wow, and it smells so sweet. Wow, this is much better. But I will say actually that it was very difficult to measure the water exactly in the AeroPress because I did a pre-infusion and then I zeroed my Hario scales again. And I think I overshot a little bit with the water because all I will say that in the AeroPress, it is a bit more watery than I really would have wanted to. So I think the real flavor and the real characteristics of this geisha is definitely the one brewed in the V60. It is unbelievable.